You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Big series tonight over at Truist Park. Grant McCauley is here. Let's go around the yard. And Grant, let's start first with the daunting task that is in front of our team, and that is just to find a way to get back into it. But you know, I heard Brian Snicker say after Sunday's loss, which was a game in which we scored one run, basically, you know, just sustaining the offense has been the hardest thing. And I want to just start there because we're not going to win any of these games, whether it's Mets, Marlins, Phillies, if we can't consistently, you know, do that. How does Snit go about this, not only for this series, but maybe for this stretch of division games? Does anything change, and what's the approach?
Do that can change. I don't know that there's a lot that he can do that can change, but there are things, obviously, that individually guys can change and adjust and hopefully string some of that together. That's really been the problem for it. You look at this lineup, it's changed a lot. Pieces move around, and there's a reason for that. It's not because Brian Snitker doesn't really know how to put together a lineup. It's Brian Snitker is, as much as anything, searching for combinations that work and something that will click. It's the reason why you see Eli White batting second when you have multiple all-stars hitting lower in the lineup. It's just been a one step forward, two steps back kind of thing with the offense. You feel pretty good for a game or two or a series, and the next thing you know, the lights go out again. So I don't know that, you know, again, we're ever going to find the answer on one of these calls. I hope that we do, but they're going to need to find it before we're able to talk about it, and they continue to look for it.
Grant, I know this is a really wonkish nerd question, but I was telling Carl last break, I've seen a lot of stuff on social media this season, and I just saw more today where people are showing, and I'm not a big exit velocity, you know me, I get it, you can swing harder, the ball goes farther, but the exit velocity, guys are hitting the ball with a lot of exit velo, and it's just not going out of the park. And it's been written that the seams are higher, so there's more aerodynamic drag. It just seems like, is this the worst possible year for a team that really needs a long ball to potentially have a ball that's dead?
Yeah, I mean, it's not helping, certainly. I think, and I'd have to go back and look. I had Eno Saris on from the Diamond a few weeks ago, and we were talking about some of the ways that Major League Baseball is grading umpires and some metrics that let you know what pitchers are basically on the wrong side of the strike zone. It's really fascinating conversation. Then when we got to the end of it, it was, hey, so the baseball seems to be weird again this year. Would that surprise you? And Eno laughed and said, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all. And now we see that a report has come out, now that we're 2 months into the season, that the ball is flying in a lesser rate than at any time in the StatCast era. That doesn't make me feel great about what exactly is going on. Andrew McCutchen, who obviously fans of the game know very well, he's been around for a long time. He's been a player rep, and he's with the Pirates again, and said that an MLB representative told him, yes, we know the ball is different this year. The seams are higher. We're still workshopping and trying to figure out a way to solve that. But every baseball is hand-sewn in Costa Rica, and it's been that way for a very long time. So when humans do things, as we know, there are and is the possibility of it getting messed up or mistakes being made. But the fact that we have to talk about this every single year or every couple of years is kind of exhausting. So to get back to your question, which is, you know, for the Braves, a team that hits the ball hard, and I will once again say you want to be hitting the ball hard frequently, because that, the numbers say, and it's not really arguable, is typically where the best hitters find themselves. This certainly doesn't help, but I think that they have problems that go beyond that, and it's not just hitting the ball hard, it's strikeout rates and other things that can sometimes confound a team in an offense, and I think the Braves have kind of been at the intersection of a lot of those things.
Let's talk about Ronald Acuna here for a second.
He's good.
He is good. Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Mets in town to start a three-game set with our Bravos. He is on the cusp of making phase two of the All-Star voting. Can you explain that, Grant, and why we want people to get out and vote Ronald Acuna?
Well, he's a great player, and this is the opportunity to be featured among the great players of the game. I know that the All-Star game is not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. I mean, I'm just looking for small victories like Major League Baseball waking up and realizing it was cool to see everybody wearing their actual team uniform rather than those monstrosities that Nike has been pumping out for the last four or five years. But putting that aside, Ronald Acuna Jr. in Atlanta is seemingly back to the level in which he was from an offensive perspective in the prime year of his career of 2023, the heights that we've seen it. I think Ronald's burning as brightly now as he was then. I mean, he's coming off a National League Player of the Week award in which he batted .619 in 26 plate appearances with one strikeout. This is a guy that's seeing the ball well. I kind of thought that it would intersect, to use that word again, with the Braves' success when Ronald got back. Instead, somehow the team is 7-14 with him, and that's not his fault. You got to get some other guys to start hitting as well. But going out and voting for Ronald Acuna Jr. is a vote well spent, because number one, he deserves it. There are not three better outfielders in the National League than Ronald Acuna Jr. There may not be three better players in baseball than him when he's playing at this level. So that would be my elevator pitch or my soapbox for voting for Ronald Acuna Jr., who I think will be the starting right fielder in the All-Star game at Truist Park.
So our man Grant McCauley, guys, best baseball man in town. As we like to say, it's nut cutting time against the Mets, man, 7 of the next 10.
Yep.
So pro far, they're going to basically give him a lot of work in Gwinnett, and then July 2nd. What do you? I mean, I know we haven't seen him since, you know, the first week of the season. What do you expect?
Well, I think that's the great question, Mike. Is what can you expect from a guy that came off of a year, because he signed a 1-year deal with the Padres when it kind of looked like maybe the bloom was off the rose for Profar and he was going to go into that journeyman backup role, and then he popped a career year, and then he gets popped for PEDs. Now, what exactly can he offer the club? Can it be better than what they've gotten in left field? I certainly hope so, because I believe at last check, Braves left fielders were batting around .230 with a .260 on base and two home runs this year. That's not what you need from a corner outfield spot. He's got to be part of the solution. You can figure out the other things that you'll deal with, the elephant in the room, if you will, of not being able to use him in October, but you got to get there first, and maybe he can help him get there. They're certainly hoping he can as a switch hitter with some versatility and some good contact skills. It would seem to sound a little bit like a hitter who could be useful for the Braves if he can show that he's capable of performing at a level that's at least commensurate with the 3-year, $42 million contract he got.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Braves Mets tonight. Spencer Schrellenbach on the hill. Talk about Spencer's journey here. I said, Grant, you know, if the playoffs started today, and they don't, we'd have Strider, obviously, you know, Sale and Schwelly. I feel like those three guys give you a chance. I'm more concerned about the bullpen, but let's talk about Schrellenbach going tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and he's done some of his best work against the New York Mets. He's done some of his best work against, you know, playoff-type teams, contending teams in general. This is someone who I think just burst onto the scene last year and just seemed to get better and better and better. Came into this year looking like he was just going to pick right up where he left off. The league seemed to make some adjustments, and then all of a sudden Spencer Schwellenbach did the thing that great players do, and that's adjusting to the adjustments. He went through an 8-start stretch where the swing and miss just wasn't there as much. He struck out 35 guys over 8 starts, so that was a little bit alarming. Now, the last 4 starts, he struck out 35 guys. So he's starting to get that again. The complete game against Milwaukee was about as efficient as I've ever seen Spencer Schwellenbach. And this, again, is going to be the foundation for the Braves while they try to figure things out offensively, getting starts from guys like Spencer Schwellenbach, Chris Sale, what we saw from Spencer Strider, heck, what we saw from Grant Holmes last time out, and Bryce Elder overall, and especially that San Francisco start. Those guys are going to have to lay the foundation. Bullpen is obviously got some questions as well, but I'll say this until I'm blue in the face and then probably take a deep breath and say it again. It's not the pitching, it's the hitting. You've got to get that part right. But Spencer Schwellenbach has looked terrific, and they need more of it, quite frankly, going forward.
What about Iglesias? You know, we talked about how important these games are, and perhaps, and again, not to be melodramatic, but, you know, with 7 of the next 10 going against the Mets, if you can make some hay, and one-run games have really been an Achilles heel, you trust Iglesias. How's the closer thing going to play out in this next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you can't stay away from him altogether, but I do feel like he's still kind of in that reset phase where the Braves want to use him, and he was the first man out after Chris Sale in Milwaukee, his last appearance, and I thought he was efficient and looked great as well. He scrapped the slider because we talked about the home run prone issue that he was having on that pitch to start the year. So I think there was a little bit of adjustment to be expected when he dropped that. But he's got a very good sinker, good fastball, and a great changeup. So I feel like he's got the tools to still be an effective pitcher. His strikeout rates and walk rates, pretty much in line with where they were a year ago. The problem has been hard hit contact, particularly that goes over the wall. So if they're going to have a successful bullpen, a successful run in the next 92 games, you're going to have Raisel Iglesias play some kind of meaningful role in my eyes. And that, I think, can be in the seventh or eighth inning for a minute. And then ultimately, I think he ends up slotting back to get those final three outs. But other guys have got to step up and step into these roles as well. And that seems to be where the Braves are searching for answers right now, trying to find the right defined roles for different guys since they're missing some pieces that were not here anymore from last year. And a couple that have gone down this year or just not pitched up to expectation, including Iglesias.
Best Mets lineup we've seen in a few years?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Pete Alonso is a big part of that. Francisco Lindor looks like he's putting together another strong season. And Juan Soto, after a really slow start, has become Juan Soto over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So that three-headed monster right there is enough to keep pitchers up at night, I think. And they've gotten some other contributions. Jeff McNeil swinging the bat well. Brandon Nimmo, I think, has been a pretty good player for them this year, though I think he kind of had to battle through a little bit of it as well. But, yeah, it's pretty solid. Not 1 through 9, but that first probably 5, 6 in that lineup, it's a big reason why they're doing what they're doing, because they have some pitching questions as well that they've been trying to answer as they go along this year.
Right. I know we're trying to, you know, look for some silver lining. They have lost 3 in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll take what you can wherever you can if you're the Braves. But the weird thing, Mike, of course, is teams come into Atlanta on a losing streak and then somehow get right in series. At least that was the case last month. So hopefully that trend is behind them. But if you look at where the Braves are right now, 8 games under .500 overall, a 13-game stretch against the National League East, I don't know if it's possible to go 10-3. I think that's probably the best-case scenario. You'd still be a game under .500 when it's all over, but you will have run a very, very tough gauntlet, including these head-to-head games against the Mets. I think the Braves could take a lot out of that. But this is, and I wrote about this for the Marietta Daily Journal this week as well, the Braves find themselves, I think, in a sink or swim place. Ronald,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cunha Jr. talked before the game and said, look, we still believe we've got to come in with the right mindset, but we've got to get to work. The time is now, and obviously the Braves do not want to be in a position where they even have to float the idea internally of are we sellers at the trade deadline. But this next 13 games could be the determining factor in that.
Grant, talk to you tomorrow. Great stuff as always, and go Braves, man. We'll see what happens. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.